Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. This week, we have another dating tips from The Return of the Modern Philosopher, a blog on WordPress. And here is How to Tell If Your Date is a Horror Movie Survivor. The interns tell me I'm long overdue for a new dating tips post, Modern Philosophers. Since I love being told to do by well-educated 20-somethings, I decided to get right on that. Dating can be very scary, and like a good horror movie, those watching the events unfold can often see the danger looming well before the participants. Since yesterday was Friday the 13th, I think it fitting that I take this horror flick analogy even further and help you to figure out if your date is actually a horror movie survivor. Before you get too comfortable on that next blind date, look for these warning signs. She refuses to kiss you in greeting, but gives you an extended hug. There are two things going on here, Modern Philosophers. First, she is refusing to kiss you because everyone knows that in horror movies, the slutty ones get slaughtered. Meanwhile, the virginal characters miraculously survive due to the psychopath's distorted moral code. Secondly, she's not really hugging you. She is patting you down for weapons, a mask, a voice distorter, and anything that could be used to restrain her. Enjoy it while it lasts, because that's the last physical contact you might be getting for some time. Your date takes place in the middle of the day in a well-lit establishment that is frequented by law enforcement officers. Your date is scared to death to be out at night when serial killers feel most comfortable. She also knows from past experience that these killers use the dark as camouflage, and she is well aware that friends have walked off into the shadows to never be seen alive again. She wisely wants cops around in case someone does try to kill her. Then again, she might also have a thing for cops, so if you're not one, this is another bad sign for you. She doesn't carry a cell phone. Do I even need to explain why this is a red flag? It's 2016. What kind of weirdo doesn't have a cell phone? Not one you want to date. In her defense, there's a chance she might not have one because a crazed killer would call her all the time and tell her how he planned to kill her, her family, and all her friends. Plus, cell phones are a great way for stalkers to track their victims. Come to think of it, why do you have a cell phone, weirdo? Upon being seated, she asks the server to remove all the knives from your table, the surrounding tables, and from the restaurant as a whole. A couple of things come to mind here, Modern Philosophers. She doesn't trust herself around knives. She doesn't trust you with a knife. She has some sort of weird knife phobia. She was once a magician's assistant and had a close call during that trick where her old boss threw knives at her, or she witnessed her friends being slashed to death by a madman and then nearly escaped with her own life. Maybe just take her for pizza or some ice cream so this won't be an issue. She is very jumpy and nervous. Sure, it could mean she recently survived a horror movie, or she could just be like any other person on a first date. Cut her some slack, dude. Talking about her ex is taboo. It's common knowledge that the trashing of the exes is a popular first date activity. This is a great way to break the ice, often leads to laughter, and tips you off to what she doesn't like in a relationship. If she doesn't want to talk about the ex, it could mean a few things. She's not over him, which is bad news for you. He was recently viciously murdered in front of her by a deranged serial killer, or the ex plotted with his demented best friend to kill her. Bottom line, if she won't talk about the ex, she's waving a red flag so glaring that bulls will begin to stampede. Duck for cover. You wear your favorite red and black striped sweater along with your lucky fedora, and she forces you to go home and change. This could only mean one thing. You don't have a similar fashion philosophy. The relationship is doomed. Every time you try to bring up going camping or backpacking across Europe and staying at hostels, she changes the topic. While outdoor enthusiasts want us to think that camping and backpacking are healthy activities, any horror movie survivor knows that those are rumors started by serial killers looking to separate potential victims from the herd. And why do you want to take her camping or to a hostel anyway? Are you some sort of psycho killer? She still has bloodstains on her skin and or clothing. If she can't even take the time to look presentable for you, why would you want to date her? A romantic table for two isn't an option because your date requires a third chair on which to put her bag of weapons. If she is armed like a New Yorker riding the subway after dark in the 1970s, or if her weapons stash is larger than that of some former Soviet republics, you're probably safer than you've ever been in your entire life. However, your date is going to be perpetually scanning the room for potential threats and won't be giving you her full attention. You deserve better than that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with dating a horror movie survivor, modern philosophers. I just want you to be able to properly identify your date as such so you can decide if this is what you're looking for in a relationship. I hope these tips come in handy. Good luck out there. And now we have the Does This Happen to You moments in the news this week. One thing the House is able to agree on is the American bison should be our national mammal. In astounding news, the Senate is expected to agree with the House and send the bill to the president for signature. A representative of the American bison stated the bison are taken aback by this turnaround in feelings toward them. The representative remarked, "For over 100 years, we're not fit even for dog food, but only for extinction. All of a sudden, the USA is concerned about its health and its waistline, so our fat cousins, the Angus, are not in vogue, but we are. It doesn't hurt we started a multi-million-dollar business. If it makes a big profit, the politicians like it. It's a little disturbing." When asked what the next step would be, the representative snorted, "We're angling for a buffalo theme park in the refuge." The Royal Mail listed Bella the Cat on their most wanted list and threatened to halt all mail deliveries to her home. Her owners, desperate to get her off the list, agreed to keep her away from the mail slot during the delivery to ensure the safety of the postman. Bella remains silent on this matter, but her owners say she stares at the mail slot from across the room for hours. They're afraid she's in mail-snatching withdrawal, as she's clawed through 2 duvets and 3 dining room chairs in the last week. They don't know how much more they can take. Man robs bank with uniformed deputy inside. Deputy immediately notified of robbery by teller and caught robber in the parking lot. This guy needs to consult Bank Robbing for Dummies. The first rule of robbery is not to rob a bank when anyone wearing a uniform is in the bank, and the second rule is run, not walk, out of the bank. Man accidentally shoots himself in thigh while trying to secure his weapon outside of Utah gun show. Imagining himself as Quick Draw McGraw with his new holster, he shot and then drew. His wife is not surprised, said he's always getting things ass backwards. On a recent Delta flight, it was have waddle, will travel. Yes, that is a turkey in the seat next to you. The human passenger cannot fly without their gobbling service animal, so this turkey gets to go where no turkey has gone before, to 37,000 feet. On its own, it only gets to about 50 feet. If you enjoyed these stories, please share them. Thanks so much for listening. And if you'd like to hear more stories more often like this, please become my patron. Just go out to my podcast page and press that little Become a Patron button.